Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, where is the only Sephardic synagogue in Poland located, and when was it restored? Anna Jagielska-Rivero is a Polish singer, guitar player, voice coach, and music producer. Although she sings in many styles, she has concentrated on Jewish music. She's the only Polish singer to specialize in Sephardic songs, though she also sometimes sings in Hebrew and Yiddish. She's recorded 6 CDs and is often invited to perform at international festivals of Jewish and, especially, Sephardic music. Anna is also an active member of the Reform Jewish community in Warsaw and serves as its cantor. She spoke with us about her music and also about Warsaw's Reform Jewish community. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Anna. Could you tell us about yourself, your own background, because I think it's very unusual.
Well, I was born in Poland, in Warsaw, but the story of my family is a little bit complicated, as maybe a lot of families in Poland, and a lot of Jewish people in Poland. But anyway, at my home, always we had a lot of music, and also Jewish music, of course, and my father was a scientist, physicist, so a lot of Jewish friends all over the world.
Were both your parents from Poland also? Were they from Warsaw?
From Warsaw and Krakow, yes.
So is your family at all Sephardic?
I don't know exactly, okay? It's like I have some family from Spain, from France, I mean roots, and I'm still looking a little bit for my story of my family. But anyway, from my childhood and when I began to go to music school, first of all I was studying guitar and then I was studying to sing, so always singing Jewish music and always singing Sephardic music, which in Poland it was very unusual. When my first CD was dedicated, not so far away, 15 years ago, but 15 years ago no one knew, some people, but very few people knew what Sephardic music was, so we had to tell people what is it.
You said you grew up with Jewish music. Was it any of it Sephardic music?
Now I know that there was also Sephardic songs, but I was never told. My parents didn't want to talk about the roots, as it is also in Poland very common that you don't know your past until you grow up and you investigate. But there was a lot of also Ashkenazi music, I mean, also Yiddish music, so music from here, okay, from Poland. But I was also always looking for Sephardic music.
Have you always been interested in studying music? Was there music in your family? Any musicians?
Maybe not professional musicians, but a lot of music at my house. My parents was very musical. My mother was singing a lot, like at home. My father was playing different instruments, like a hobby. My brother was also playing guitar, and I was also playing a lot of instruments before I started to study music, so that was really from always. Maybe not always I thought I would become professional singer, but yes, because also I started like instrumental. I was studying guitar and classical guitar, which also was like maybe connection with Spain, with Spanish music, and because of repertory for guitar. And I think also Sephardic music was like, for me, like this combination, Jewish music and Spanish influences. So it was also in my, I think, like in my soul. It's not only background, but I can say like I was feeling Ladino soul. And then I started also to learn language, to study language. There are also Sephardic Jews in Poland that maybe I know if people know that. Well, it was not a very big community, but there was a community in Zamość. We have the only Sephardic synagogue in Poland, and the synagogue was restored 3 years ago, and I was invited to sing at the opening of this very like ceremony of opening the synagogue. It was very meaningful for me. And there was a Sephardic community. I know also Sephardic people born in Poland. So it's not so unusual, but maybe not many, so people still don't know. If you ask someone like this who's not interested in Jewish culture, he would not tell you about Sephardic culture in Poland.
Yeah, so how did you happen to come to the Sephardic music? Where did you discover it? How did it happen?
Well, I know that some melodies that I heard in my home was Sephardic. I know now, because I was not told when I was younger. Also, I went to Spain when I was studying singing, and I worked with a great singer, Montserrat Figueras, and she also gave me the material she gave me, because I had only, you know, in Poland it was really difficult to find a more material. 20 years ago you couldn't just go to shop and find, it was not so popular. But then I started to look all over the world. I started to look in Israel, in Spain, in other countries with my knowing people, knowing other musicians, knowing Jewish friends. And now I have a big bibliothèque of Ladino songs, Ladino poetry, whatever is with Ladino, I'm very interested in. And also, if you ask me why I'm singing this, I also have like a little mission to let people know this beautiful culture here in Poland, where people really doesn't know too much about Sephardic. Now maybe a little bit more, but before I was like ambassador of this of this music, of this culture here, and also language, which is dying, maybe not dying, but very danger of disappearing, because there's not so many people speaking. So also I was asked once to use my interpretations of Sephardic songs in a program by UNESCO for languages which are in danger of disappearing.
How do you choose which songs you're going to sing? Do you have any particular criteria? Are there some kinds of music that you prefer, some particular types of songs?
As for Sephardic music, I was always singing secular. Until now, because now I want to also to look more for liturgical. But I was singing secular songs, and I was looking always maybe for songs more ancient. It's difficult to say, because this music was not written, but always you can feel with the music if it was written later, or if it's really ancient. So I was also always looking by music also what I wanted. Or by project, for example, I made a CD called Lunas Olvidadas. There was a program in Sephardic radio made by Jorge Rosenblum 5 years ago, I think. So in this CD, Lunas Olvidadas, I wanted to show more Oriental influences also in Sephardic music. And I invited an Iranian musician playing ney flutes to this project. So also I chose more by melodies than texts, rather secular texts. But also that's an issue for me. You know, there was a moment at medieval ages that three cultures, Jewish, Christian and Muslim, was like living in a peace. I mean, and that's also an issue. There's no more this situation, okay? But also is my idea of making music with people from different cultures, different religions, that you can make peace by music. Mm-hmm. So that's also my little mission, if I can say like this, okay? My inside mission.
I wanted to ask you about the accompaniment and about the instruments that you use on your records. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Yes. Every CD of Sephardic music that I made is different. It's also the result of a meeting with some people, some musicians that I wanted to work with. So the first CD made with a Sephardic singer, Gerardo Hedaber, and is a lot of singing in duo and also solo. And the instruments was also chosen by me, but more in a style of a little bit Spanish mood. Okay, so three guitars, mandolin.
Because you also mentioned the flutes.
Yes, but that's the next.
I mean, in general.
Yes, in general. Well, maybe about CDs. The first one was very interesting to work with Gerardo Ojeda and sing with. And the next CD I made with a great Polish harpsichord player, which might be not the instrument for Sephardic music, but the way of improvising and the way he was making a lot of instruments from one instrument, like guitar, lute, you can hear in his playing, was great, and also the way of expressing emotions with his instrument. Then I made this CD that I mentioned, Lunas Olvidadas, with a group of musicians that play ethnic music and ancient music, and inviting also this Iranian musician. So it was more like in Oriental, if you can say, style. And then the last one, the CD Dos Amantes, I wanted to combine ancient influences and also meeting two worlds, an ancient world and contemporary world, with the influences of also klezmer music and contemporary music. So there is clarinet, there is contrabass, there is also laud, so ancient instrument, percussion, guitar. I love guitar, so it was always my guitar player. Every city, there's guitar. But so it's different style, and now I'm playing next CD also in a different style. The last CD was very interesting project, because I made a project, whole project, Bajo el Cielo de Sefarad, Under the Sefarad Sky, I called this project, and there was also conferences about Sephardic culture, Sephardic music, and some concerts, and also the CD was recorded during the concert in a Polish radio, in a big studio, Polish radio, during the concert.
Can you tell us a little bit about the other music that you sing? Because I know you sing in Yiddish and in Hebrew also.
Well, in Hebrew I sing also as a cantor in a Reform synagogue of Warsaw. So, first of all, I sing liturgical pieces, not only, but a lot. And that's from a few years that I am also a cantor. So, Hebrew music, but it's I think, for concerts in Poland, it's even more difficult than Sephardic music. But I don't make only concert in Poland, so in many countries I have concerts, in Europe countries and other countries, and always with success.
And Yiddish?
Yiddish, yes. I think also in Yiddish. I don't speak Yiddish. I want to learn to speak. I understand Yiddish, and especially I understand what I sing, but generally I understand Yiddish. And I sing some like traditional songs, like from Yiddish songs from Poland. Also, for example, songs by Debirtik, very known composer, Jewish composer, living in Poland. And I like it, but I think, first of all, my love is Sephardic music. So.
Can you tell us, you briefly mentioned this before, but can you tell us who your audiences are and how your music is received in general here in Poland?
Well, that depends what kind of concert, I mean, what public, what concert, what kind of concert is, if it's a big Jewish music festival or it's just concert, you know, in a smaller place, or it's, because I play a lot of different concerts. So generally, I think people here in Poland are very much interested in Jewish music, and the music is well received, I would say. What is the problem that sometimes, well, now it's maybe it changes, but it was like Jewish music, people thought only about klezmer music. Mm. So that was a problem with Sephardic music. People thought maybe it's Spanish or Arab, because there are a lot of melodies that are you know, very much so people didn't know, and also they didn't do much concerts on Jewish festivals with this music. But that is changing, and also I'm inviting a lot to ancient music festival, world music festival here in Poland, in other countries, even in Mexico. They invited me for festivals there. And but here in Poland, if you ask, it's I think a different public if it's a festival like with Jewish music festival, or it's ancient music festival, or ethno music festival. That differences the public. But or it's Philharmonic concert, because also I had concerts in Philharmony. But generally, I would say people are very, very much interested. Always I talk during the concert, I speak about the music I sing, about translating the texts also, so trying to make it more like a story.
So your mission is being successful.
I hope so, yes.
You mentioned that you are the cantor of the Reform Jewish community, and I'd like to speak with you about the Reform community. But before that, do you have any idea how many Jews there are now in Poland or in Warsaw altogether?
That's very difficult to know, because there's a lot of people who has Jewish roots, but they don't even know, or they know, but they don't say, and it's a very difficult issue. I don't know. I can say in the Jewish Reform community, where I am also a member, I think there are 300 members.
And this is Warsaw.
And other cities, very few, uh-huh. Very few.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the Reform community, when it was started, or just something about the community itself?
It was started around 15 years ago by Severin Ashkenazi and his son, and also some Jewish people living in the States before, I think, because I came later, so to this community. But it was started like Jewish culture center, and then after a few years it became like also a synagogue, and like a community, a Jewish community, I mean a religion community. So when I came a few years ago to this community, and then also I made some studies with a cantor from Berlin, Mimi Schaeffer, cantorial repertory. And I am leading from few years, I am leading some Shabbat services and also High Holy Days. Also this year I will lead.
That must be very exciting. You said there are 300 members. About how many families would you say there are?
That's a difficult question. There's not a lot of families. So members, I think in paper, because coming for services is not so many people. I mean, if there is 40, it's a lot. But as I told you, it's not only like synagogue, it's also like a Jewish culture center. So there are also some people interested in Jewish culture coming in. Everyone is invited. You don't have to be Jewish also to come. So maybe not be a member of community, but you can come and participate and in some activities. And there are also people like Polish people coming just to learn more about Jewish culture.
I think it's very interesting what you said, that it started out as a cultural center mm-hmm. and it became a synagogue. Mm-hmm. Does it have its own building? Is it the same place where it was before when it was just a cultural center?
Oh, it's well, synagogue, but it's just a normal building, so it's just one floor which became a synagogue, but not, you don't have like synagogue. We have Orthodox synagogue at Twarda Street, it's Nordic synagogue. It's a building of beautiful building, synagogue building. The Reform community doesn't have this. So, yeah, I mean, it became legally as a synagogue, as a Jewish community.
So are those the two communities, the Reform and the Orthodox? Is there also conservative, or are those the two?
I don't think so now in Poland. Maybe something will start. There's also now in this Orthodox community, there's also like the Reform movement, which is connected with this synagogue, Orthodox synagogue. But sometimes if you say Reform and conservative, it's different in every country. Right. So, but conservative as the name, I don't think so.
When I asked you about how many members, I was really curious as to whether there are children and if there are programs designed for children.
There are some children. Not many, but there are some children, and there is also Sunday school for children and some activities for children, and also you can study Hebrew, and also the program to learn to become prayer leader, Shliach Tzibur, or Shatz its name in Hebrew. So also they make some conferences, some lectures, so I think there's a lot of activities for children. Also, first of all, this Sunday school, we don't have a lot of children.
Do you have any special activities for the community for the holidays, the different holidays during the year?
For High Holidays, as I mentioned, so Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Also, well, for every Jewish holiday, there is some meeting, or also for Pesach. We had a very beautiful Pesach this year, and I was leading also the Seder Pesach. So there is a lot of activities connected with Jewish calendar, I would say.
You mentioned conferences very briefly. Can you tell us specifically what kinds of activities have been the most successful, have attracted the most people, the most participants? And you mentioned also that your activities are open to people who are not Jewish. What kinds of activities attract them?
I think a different kind of studies, because there is also, for example, before the Saturday service, there is also Talmud studies, and some people come. But I think that is something that people are interested in, and conferences. I don't know really, because I don't come for all activities, so it's difficult also for me to say.
Is there anything else that you would like to add about the community, about your community?
Well, the special thing is that I was the first woman cantor to lead High Holidays, for example. That maybe that's special, so that there is an opportunity also for a woman to be a cantor that don't give Orthodox synagogue. So that's for me something special as a singer also.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anna was featured on a program of Sephardic music on Radio Sephard a few years ago, and you can listen to it by going to the link on this page. We're also including links to Anna's own webpage and to Beit Varshava, Warsaw's Reformed Jewish community. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephard.com. We opened this program with Anna Jagielska-Riveiro singing Dos Amantes, Two Lovers. I'll leave you now with La Rosa Linda, The Beautiful Rose. Both are from her CD Lunas Olvidadas, Forgotten Moons. See you next week.
Te gale.